make your high molecular weight material. So here's looking at the structure of these things. So lignins then. In plants we have got cellulose with a structural role. You remember from first year, what was the monomer inside cellulose? No, it wasn't sucrose. Sucrose is a dimer of its own. Yeah?
It was sugar.
It was sugar, yeah.
Glucose.
Oh, glucose, yeah. Now, no. Now, you should always do that as a guess. So why? Because nearly all of the polysaccharides are polymers of glucose. Yeah? So if we looked at the components of starch, yeah? Amylopectin and amylose, what were they polymers of? Glucose. Yeah. We won't go there. Not directly. Yeah. So, in 2010 next year, I'm going to put some photosynthesis sort of stuff in and some stuff on sugars, so, you know, beef that sort of up a bit. Returning to our lignans then, so we can see that what we've got is coniferal alcohol, this guy here, okay, joined one to the other. So it's a classic polymeric structure containing an aromatic ring system, and it's a particularly stable base. Now that is simply intertwined with the cellulose, which then was a polymer of glucose with extensive hydrogen bonding. And you can see this thing will hydrogen bond to that, so you end up with a nice strong structural unit. Now because of the aromatic rings, they're particularly stable. In the marine case then, we're saying we're breaking apart our fatty acids, breaking apart our triacylglycerol into fatty acids and glycerol. We then join it back. So you can see there's lots of long chains with carboxylic acids here and a fulvic acid. It's got lower molecular weight. Over here, our riverine humic acid then has got lots of aromatic rings fused together, stacks of oxygen. You know, it's got multiple sites for binding to metals. But because of lots of aromatic systems, it's higher molecular weight. Now, I'm emphasising this is not for you to be drawing structures of these things. It's to get the basic idea down. You know, one of them has been formed by the synthetic group by condensing small monomers together. The other has been taking a very high molecular weight lignin and breaking it down into something with even more oxygen, so it's very stable.